Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Turnovers plagued the Waterloo Blackhawks. They fall to the Des Moines Buccaneers by the final score of 4-3 in a Saturday matchup. The only game for either team this weekend. And we give you the details now with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. All four Buccaneer goals, the result of turnovers inside the Blackhawk blue line, and a couple of unassisted goals from Joey Muldowney bookended the scoring in this game. Muldowney scored the first one at 11:16 of the opening period, capitalizing when a puck came his way and he let go of a quick chance up over the shoulder of Emmett Crotto. Muldowney unassisted at 11:16. The Buccaneers were opportunistic again with 41 and a half seconds left to go in the first period. This time the steal made just on the blue line. Lubomir Kupko finding control of it there, taking a long shot. It was redirected in by Ethan Fredericks from just outside the crease to one side to Emmett Crotto's left. Fredericks with the tip on Kupko's shot. So Fredericks the goal, Kupko the assist at 19:18 to make it a 2-0 Buccaneer lead. And if giving up a goal in the final minute of the first period was a problem, the Blackhawks find themselves in an even bigger hole thanks to a goal in the first minute of the second, again off of a turnover at the 13-second mark. Talon Sigurdsson helped to work the puck free, and Henry Bartle took the shot which eluded Emmett Crotto from the left wing circle. It was 3-0 Buccaneers through less than 21 minutes of game action. The Blackhawks did rally back. In fact, they got all the way back even after facing that deficit, and they started the rally by making the most of a Buccaneer turnover. West reversing it to Bevilacqua, spiked it off the kick plate, and Silcolms mishandled it. Badger to the slot, a shot, and Lindberg scores! Now the Blackhawks make the most of a turnover as Badger pokes it to Lindberg. Here come the Hawks getting a goal back, now trailing 3-1. Lindberg snapped in his second of the season from Grayson Badger, an assist in his first USHL game, making it 3-1 at 13:57 of the second period. Then the Blackhawks recorded the only power play goal of the evening late, just before the second intermission. Pionk top of the left circle, then Rinzel, a dozen seconds left. Back for Pionk, now moving in, a shot by Shifsky, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Garrett Shifsky, for the first time this season, moves in and from inside the right faceoff dot sends a laser past Lundgren. Shifsky's first of the season, a power play goal assisted by Sam Rinzel and Aaron Pionk, and the Blackhawks with 6.1 seconds left before period number two came to an end. We're back within a goal. And then the Hawks did tie it up not quite halfway through the third. Brown trying to lift the stick of Sternberg, couldn't get the puck away. Buccaneers failed to clear, though. Hillman backpedaling and shooting. Bouncing puck. Waterloo scores! It changed direction and went in. Here come the Hawks with a game-tying goal. A Waterloo bounce ties it up at 3-all. Hillman credited for his second goal of the season, unassisted off of a Buccaneer at 8:32, and the Blackhawks were back even after trailing since the 11:16 mark of the first. But the Blackhawks could not get another one, and they made one more key turnover that allowed Joey Muldowney to get his second of the game. It came at 12:14 of the third period, Muldowney lurking near the Blackhawk blue line, stepping in to swipe a puck and stride toward the net, snapping it past Emmett Crotto. Second goal, both unassisted for Muldowney. He got the first goal of the night and the tie-breaking fourth goal for the Buccaneers that was the game winner, 4-3 the final, on Muldowney's second of the game and the season. The Hawks had the only power play score. They finished 1-for-3 on the advantage, could not capitalize on a power play that carried to the end of regulation. Ironically, it was Muldowney who was in the penalty box, but the Hawks could not get a game-tying goal, even 6-on-4. The Buccaneers 0-for-2 on their power plays. Third period shots favored the Blackhawks 7-6 for the game. 31 Waterloo shots on goal to 27 for the Buccaneers. The win to Max Lundgren. He stopped 28 of 31. Emmett Crotto takes the loss with 23 saves on 27 Des Moines Buccaneer shots. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Prepare your autumn meals on a Traeger grill. Barbecue, braise, roast, smoke, bake, and grill with Traeger grills from Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Des Moines Buccaneers take the first of 8 head-to-head meetings against the Blackhawks this season. These two teams will see a lot more of each other as the year goes along. But for now, the Blackhawks will be idle until next Saturday when they take the ice again, that game against the Tri-City Storm.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.